Welcome to today's status update, our weekly look at the world of social media.
Let's begin now.
I'm Mark Saxby, and with me is social media marketer Martin Broadhurst. Today's question is, are there some things you shouldn't put on social media? Martin, religion, politics, are these areas taboo?
It all depends on the brand. I think there's a lot of businesses who have markets in those areas. If, for instance, you are a cathedral bookstore, avoiding religion probably isn't the best way to go. But then if you are, for instance, an animal charity, you're bound to be posting things that are against fox hunting and probably posting things about supporting the fox hunting ban and things like that. So I think what we need to do is make sure that whatever we do post aligns with our identity as a business and what our brand values are.
But is politics really a good area to post on social media? Because you're bound to alienate some potential customers if you get into politics.
Yeah, but I think you're bound to alienate potential customers anyway. Everybody is a potential customer. But if I am a patisserie that specialises in products with nuts in, I'm going to be excluding people with nut allergies. So you're always going to be some people that you can't target. You have to look at who your target market is and who you're trying to reach. That's why I say that with politics, if you have a business that is aligned with the far right, for instance, yeah, you're going to ostracise the large section of the population. But your target market, yeah, they're going to be coming in to buy your swastika emblazoned memorabilia.
Yeah, but you're being a bit extreme here. I mean, the reality is that religion and politics are very polarising. People will either love you or hate you. So is it better just to be a little bit more bland to make sure that you don't upset anyone? Be yourself still. I'm not saying, you know, just kind of say nothing interesting, but is it better to avoid those areas if you're tweeting or you're putting stuff on Facebook just to make sure that nobody gets offended?
If it has nothing to do with your business identity, don't say it. I mean, you know, why would you post to your Twitter account, from the business Twitter account, something about a particular political discussion, one way or the other, you come down on one side, when it's nothing to do with your business?
What about personal Twitter
account? Personal Twitter account, again, it all depends on the individual and what you're trying to achieve.
But if you're, I'm just kind of going from the point of view, Martin, of a person who runs a business, having a personal Twitter account as well, or personal Facebook account, putting stuff on there which is of their opinion, even though maybe as a business they might not want to associate with, or is it better to stay away in case? Or
you're not going to get me to say no. I come down on the side of free speech, and I believe in healthy discussion. I'm a politics philosophy student. I believe in dialogue and I believe in discussion. So I think that people have to ask themselves, is it something that they want to be aligned with as a business owner? By putting those views across, do you mind ostracising the people that you're going to be ostracising? If you do, don't say it. If that's more important than having a dialogue, then yes, you wouldn't say it. But if having the dialogue is more important, then by all means do that. How many times do bland people rise to the top? Not very often. You know, it's people with a bit of passion and a bit of belief in something. It doesn't have to be something extreme. It doesn't have to be something even controversial. But it's people with an opinion that really stand out. How often do you go to a dinner party and go, that guy who was really on the fence about everything, he was very engaging. I'd invite him over again. You know, it doesn't happen.
Maybe that's why I never get any dinner invitations. And if you want to comment on today's status update, you could do so at www.statussocial.co.uk.